This is Sean from Spinal Empty Soul here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri at Firebrand Recording, which is a wonderful studio here, tracking our new record, Swan Song, which will start to be released one song at a time here in probably about June, and then the whole thing will come out at the end of the year. So keep your ears peeled for it and check it out when it comes out.
Hey, it's your favorite comedian Anthony Rogers, live in his tour bus, yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this. And there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description. Go to the website. Use promo code LEGENDARY. Get a discount. Do it. Thank you. Boom.
Hi, I'm Danny from 710 Glass. Come check my shop out. This is our Capone rig. 10 mil joint. Smoke out of his head.
I'm AJ over at 710. This is our Puffco selection. This is a Peak Pro. It is completely Bluetooth compatible to your phone. You can control it completely from your phone. Lights, how long you want your session duration, what you want it to burn at.
Hi, I'm Jay at 710. Come check out our large selection of American hand pipes and American made glass.
Dude, we have everything.
Welcome back to your favorite podcast in the entire world.
Hey, hey.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yes. Dude, so the guest tonight was one of the first guests, on the podcast that was in a band, probably. I think it was one of the first we had. I think
that's awesome.
Not the first. I don't know. Like it may have been. I'd have to look, but one of the first for sure. He's played music for ever. He lives in the Midwest too, which is crazy. Most people don't live in the Midwest.
Oh yeah, awesome.
Most people where you're from actually that are in bands. You know what I mean? I think every other rock star is from here.
It's crazy. I feel like rock stars in LA aren't even really from LA. They're usually from other places and they just go to LA to be discovered. You know what I mean? Most people in LA are just transplants. But there are some big bands from LA.
That's probably makes a lot of sense. But I guess we should intro him. You know, I just talk about him before it's the intro. I'm like, well, this guy, you know, that's sitting here watching this. But Jake Wiggins is in guitars and a couple other bands, stuff like that. How are you doing, brother?
Awesome. How are you?
Good. Did you know you're one of the first? You were one of the first guys in a band people have heard of that were ever on the podcast. Like, did you know that?
Episode number one. I'm fairly certain I was like your very first guest.
That was the first.
That's
guest.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure I was like the first ever episode, if memory serves.
That's awesome, man. I didn't know that part.
That's
crazy.
So cool. Holy shit.
It's even wilder. So, which was like 4 years ago, maybe? This was like peak COVID.
Wow.
That's crazy. That was 4 years ago. So I didn't know you were the first ever guest. Like that was when only my mom watched it. And now like everybody but my mom watched it. And that's like weird. It's like a weird time.
You didn't have hair at the time. It was like a shaved head. When we did the interview, you had a beard, but it was like significantly shorter. So you have 4 years of hair growth now.
That's true. I still can't believe that kind of fucks with me that you're the first guest now. I think it's full circle. I didn't know that you were the first ever guest. That's crazy. You're on a radio station.
Damn.
You're the first.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucking with me right now. I didn't know that, man.
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like it's my podcast, sorry, and I don't even know who the first guest was.
Well, I knew it was early. I knew he was one of the first rock bands we had on. Like, I think, like I remember that, and that's crazy. Like, I had like four, yeah, like 2 weeks ago. It's like crazy how it's significant. I mean, just like we have a lot of like, yeah, bands on now and stuff. And, like, you're, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
You're like pulling "Hey, Misters" in the beginning. You know, you're just like, "Hey, Mister, you want to be on my podcast?"
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like, dude,
so many people on the podcast. It's crazy. What episode are we on right now? This is like what, 300 something? 293. That's,
yeah,
amazing.
Wow. Almost there. Yeah. You looked 14 in the episode too, man. Like, you looked like you're like young. Like, 4 years ago, you looked 14.
I think I was 14.
There's no way I looked 14. I looked like a miserable alcoholic is what I looked like. So there's, yeah.
Were you drinking at the time?
I was drinking in a much different way at the time. Now I have a
everyone was like addicted to drugs or alcohol during COVID. Like I got all fucking strung out and shit, and fucking smoking crack and smoking. I was just smoking everything. Like,
this guy went, like, gone through waves, yeah, of my life, and definitely,
yeah,
COVID, it was. I was working full time during COVID. There wasn't even anything that was keeping me home and locked up, but I was still consuming as much as I could.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I feel you. How long did that job last?
Well, years.
Do you still have it?
No. I don't still have it. I'm a barber now. So I've changed, okay, my career, but at the time.
Well, that's cool. You get to work for yourself more than, like.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, cool, right? Don't you kind of like get to come in when you want, or like, you, is that kind of how that works?
Yeah. Yeah. I opened a barbershop, so I am the boss. It is.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Effectively, I answer to, yeah, my girlfriend and who owns the barbershop with me. So she's my boss. But beyond that, it is no one else. So
it's nice, like working for yourself, like working for the man or whoever is just like,
it is a weird adjustment. I'm used to working for like Fortune 500 companies and very corporate gigs, and
yeah,
taking everything that I know from existing within that world and applying it to my own business has helped make sure that it runs smoothly. But me being like a punk rock shithead that like hates the government and hates authority,
yeah,
it's like, this makes me want to like just get out and, you know, fight the establishment.
Yeah.
Not
or get fucked up. So, yeah, no wonder you're getting fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Fuck that. Oh, dude.
What hairstyle, yeah, should we have? Like, you know, like, wait, what would you? Like, you're probably judging. You gotta be judging everybody's hair constantly, right? Like, you do it for a living. You're like, this fucking guy, like, cut their hair like this and stuff. Like, what are your thoughts? Like, what should we, do you think we should cut our hair differently? Like, what would you say to the bar? What's your professional opinion?
No, so amazingly, when I look at your hair, like, I don't, there's not a judgment. You have a very, your look is just that of like, you are growing your hair, you're growing your beard. That is a very distinguished thing. I get hung up when I see people who have like bad fades, like fucking bald, and like that just have like harsh lines. And you know, I'll be watching movies or TV shows and be like, that's a really bad haircut. Why is in front of the camera right now? Like, that shit, it sucks. It is a curse to have to like be able to see that now. So
yeah,
it was a pleasure. Morgan, my girlfriend Morgan, her and I, we watched Love Island.
Oh my God. I just started watching that show. It's so bad that it's hard not to watch it. I make fun of them the whole fucking time. It's like, just like, these.
It's ridiculous. It's so good. There's, you know, it's every so ridiculous. There's a Love Island for every country, but like, we've been watching the UK, the original, and so many bad haircuts. It drives me crazy. And a lot of times you can tell that they're getting haircuts while they're living in this villa. So it is like producers are hiring these barbers to cut their cast members' hair, and it's
just all right.
So it drives me crazy. If there's a Love Island producer watching this right now, we will give better haircuts, I promise.
I knew you saw that as a barber, because like I like sold like when I was in my 20s, and like before I was like I like sold like weird shit like roofs and like sockets and fascia. Like I was like knocking on doors because it was like for like good comedy practice, and nobody'd hire me, you know. So I was like 20 and a retarded, you know. But I would knock these doors, like, but then I'd go out there and I'd judge like everybody's roof. I'd be like, I'm like, what a fuck, they got fucking Cuban algae on this fucking roof, whatever the fuck. You're just like making fun of all this shit. And I was like, dude, this guy cuts hair constantly. He has to judge everybody's hair almost. Cause like, you see it constantly, bro. Like, I mean, that's like, it's just in your head. It's like in your head. So that's what you're paying attention to, man.
It sucks. I wish I didn't see it that way. It's ever since I became a barber, it's something I notice everywhere I go. And it's like, this sucks. I don't want to notice bad haircuts. I don't want to notice. I just don't want to notice.
I got so many traumatic haircuts, like it's Supercuts and shit growing up as a child. Like,
yeah.
I'm like trauma. One time I went to Supercuts in a super Walmart and that was like the worst mistake of my life.
Seriously, been there.
I've fucked my shit up, bro.
It's like that's I went straight from the fucking optometrist to the salon.
Yeah. So one stop shop. But like, I don't know, the haircut was probably like $10 or some shit. And they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Like every time they cut like way more off than I wanted them to. And like my hair is really thick and crazy. So when they make it too short, it looked like a giant mushroom. And I'd be like in middle school. And so I'd go to school and be like, dude, I look retarded. Like this sucks. Like,
that's the secret. So all of the places like that, your great clips, your sport clips, your Supercuts, all of them have a time limit. They are strictly enforced to get someone in and out of their chair, and typically it's not about good. It's just a matter about removing hair. It doesn't matter if it's symmetrical. It's just like get
what the fuck. I had no idea. That's insane.
You're good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That makes so much more sense because. Oh.
I've had a haircut in like 7 years, I don't think.
I'm like your
enemy.
I couldn't tell.
I'm like your enemy, bro. the enemy of a barber. Like I haven't shaved or cut my hair in like 7 years, something like that. Like,
You're the
true anarchist.
That is a long time. It's cool. I get it.
I was actually eating like a burger outside of a gas station like kitchen the other day, and I'm sitting on the curb and you can tell the owner like thought I was homeless. Like you can tell I read his energy. It's he's like this fucking and it was so funny, dude. And then you go like 5 minutes later, you're like in a tower. You know what I mean? Like one guy thinks you're homeless. And the next time, that's like a major city having a beard. Like half the people think I'm half the people think I'm homeless. And the other half the people are like, what do you do? Like, I want to hear more. They're watching the podcast right now. You know, the other half of them. So it's just fucking weird. You know, it's like a weird vibe.
So speaking of homelessness, I've had a regular for the past 6 months who's homeless and he's schizophrenic. Like he's out of it. It's a regular client, a guy who's been coming to see me to get haircuts. He came in one day. I don't even know how to try to explain to you the story that was given to me, but it was something along the lines of, I am an undercover member of NCIS and I had a falling out with my former barber. I was relocated to your area and the Hunger Games is happening at Arby's. Tiger Woods is AI and it has everything to do with Tupac and they're all wagering on whether or not a haircut here. I mean, you could never understand what was being said, but I made him feel welcome and
aww. I
entertained and engaged in his stories and he came and saw me every couple weeks and got haircuts up until recently. He apparently is moving away. He's being relocated to a different area. But guy had been living in a dugout.
So can you get afford a haircut?
I mean, that would be like the perfect like disguise, is pretending you're a homeless person with schizophrenia. No one would suspect you to really be like working with the CIA or like with the government. You know what I mean? It's really like the perfect you just like actually be a homeless person, but like really you're just like undercover. Like,
right. I don't know how he got money. I assume that he had some sort of like.
No, the CIA, they're paying him.
He would pay me in cash. He would bring cash.
So he had cash. He had cash for a haircut? Like, how often was he getting haircuts? Like,
Yeah. I mean, every 3 to 4 weeks.
That's crazy. That's a crazy budget for a homeless man. You know, it's like a.
I know. And I mean, like house. Our haircuts aren't that inexpensive either. I mean, we're talking like $40 a haircut. So
yeah, damn.
For a homeless guy, like
maybe he really is undercover.
He's like, no budget for mortgage, only for haircut. You know, I gotta look fresh.
Yeah.
Smart. I don't know. I mean, smart. You know, he gave BlackRock less money. You know, he gave BlackRock and the banks less money, and put all the haircuts in the big haircuts. You know?
That's right. That's right. He supported small business, and that was it.
Nice. I love that.
So people can afford $40 haircuts, man. I feel like, I mean, I could. I mean, I was poor for like throughout my 20s. I don't know how I would just be like, oh man, I'm gonna get a $40 haircut. You know, like what? I mean, I respect those people.
I'll just cut my own hair.
So here's the weird thing. If you break it down, like if you charge by the minute, a place like Great Clips technically is more expensive. So like right now, a Great Clips haircut is like $20. And they have you in and out in 16 minutes. You know, for me, $40 is going to book 40 minutes of time and you're going to get a good haircut. You know what I mean? It makes. I don't know.
Well, that makes more sense too.
I didn't know that they did it by time.
Yeah. Huh? And time is, that's the biggest part of it, right? Like you have to set out a certain amount of time for a haircut. And if you're taking more time on it, doing like a precision haircut, so to speak, then
yeah,
it's going to be
more. I guess that makes sense.
So, and you know, that's the other side of that is if you're the kind of person that just has a number two guard all over and it takes 5 minutes to do your haircut, then I mean, no, I can't justify a reason for you to come to me over Great Clips. That's a haircut that can't really be screwed up unless someone can't read to see what size guard to put on there.
Be surprised.
Yeah. So at that point, they're just coming for the aesthetic of my shop and free beers in the fridge. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. What? There's free beers in the fridge?
Free beers in the fridge and popsicles. So...
Beer popsicles or just regular popsicles?
Freeze pops and beers. No water.
No water.
No water. Just beer and freeze pops.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
Like no bathroom either. There's no bathroom.
It was like Great Clips used to be like $12 or some show, and I was a kid. I didn't realize Great Clips was already $20. That's crazy, man. I would never spend $20 at Great Clips. I couldn't imagine a situation I would, you know, unless it was like a dare or something, you know, I dare you to go to Great Clips, bro. You know, it's like,
even then,
and $20 also. I feel like the only reason to go there was that it was $11, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, it's this shitty haircut with this fat girl with a weird haircut, like, cuts your hair. It's weird, you know, it's always like, they always have the worst haircuts, too. Like, you know, it's always, I'm like, what are you laughing at? You know, it's like,
someone asked, like, you got a really shitty haircut. It's like, yeah, it was only $12, though. So it's like, you know, it's not a big deal. But now it's $20 haircut plus tip. You know what I mean? You're talking about like $25-$30 maybe. So it's like,
yeah,
why? You know, why
even
go through that? So, but at the other side of that is also like, that is the hotbed for a lot of people straight out of school. So like the learning experience for them.
That makes sense.
So. I don't know.
People in the comments keep asking about music because there's like we're talking about haircuts and like everybody in the comments asking about music. It's just like
we can talk about music now. Let's perfectly segue into my musical accolades.
Tell us some stories about people want to hear about you touring the Atari's problems. They're all like naming Atari shit right now. They're like they're naming like albums and stuff and like how's the best cover of all time. How many times did you have to play Boys This Summer, bro? Like how many times did you have to play that song?
Let me think. In
like 10,000 times.
Fucking probably. Like it's probably somewhere between like 800 and 1,000 times. That's except crazy. For some nights when we were really stubborn and we like went in to a show saying we're not fucking playing it tonight. I don't care how many people request it. So every once in a while, we'd just get a wild hair and be like, no, that's the only song.
Well, would you get sick and tired of hearing like the same fucking song over and over again?
No, not really. So that's the thing. When I, like throughout, Meyer of the band anyway. We played the same set for the most part. I think we probably had like a rotation of about 30 songs. And I mean, the Atari's has like, I don't know, fucking 6-7 full length records. And most of the material came from 3 particular records. You know what I mean? Like there was like a lot from So Long Astoria, a few from End Is Forever, and a few from Blue Skies. And then every once in a while, we would throw in some stuff from Welcome to Night, which was like the least liked record, but most of us loved the songs off of that record. So it was fun to play those songs. And then, I don't know, we would play a lot of Misfits songs. I feel like we played more Misfits and fucking Jawbreaker songs and Replacement songs than Atari songs. So we played those a lot, which was always fun. That was my favorite thing. I loved playing Misfits songs and Replacements.
You like Jawbreaker?
Do what?
You like Jawbreaker? I don't know if too many people even knew that band name. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, I love Jawbreaker. Jawbreaker's of course. Absolutely. I'm trying to think. There's something else. There was a few times where we played a Misfits set, like entirely. Like there was a Halloween show that we played as the Misfits. We all dressed up as different Misfits members and played an entire Misfits set. There's like a Halloween show in Canada. Then we played a festival, Hoodwink Festival. It's like a companion to Bamboozle Festival. Do you remember Bamboozle? It's like a Jersey festival. We played a Misfits set like for their Hoodwink thing. So it was like all the artists playing Bamboozle played this Hoodwink pre-fest and they all played a cover set. So there was a bunch of bands awesome. Doing different cover sets and it was fun. So yeah, a lot of Misfits songs.
That's funny as fuck, man. Like, if there's any more questions, ask in the comments. Yeah. And if not, we're going to talk about haircuts again. So,
I'm private the entire time. I was like, I don't see any fucking comments. Now I see comments.
Yeah. And some of them don't show up on other apps too. It's like it's on Kick and Twitch, I think, right now too. But he's killed on Rumble though. Rumble's got like 350 people watching us talk about haircuts. Yeah.
Sick. That's my area of expertise. Sick, yeah. Ask about drums, the Ataris, and fucking haircuts. Don't even ask about haircuts. It's whatever. I can. But yeah, I've got my new band, current band, not even a new band, a band that I started in like 2016, 2017, sometime, called UH. Good luck finding that online, but that is my band, and we kind of took a hiatus. I won't say we split up. We kind of split up. We recorded a record and then we played a record release show, which was also our final show because one of our members was moving out of state. And that was in like 2017, 2018, maybe. And fast forward 5 years, he moved back. We reunited for a reunion show and like, album anniversary show, had a really good turnout for the show and we decided to give it a go again. So we're all playing shows sporadically. We don't have practice at all because we're just a shitty punk band. So instead we meet up.
Anarchy at its finest. You're like, we're just gonna wing it, bro. I'm not gonna fucking do shit. That's
right. But we're fantastic musicians, so it doesn't even need practice. It's totally fine.
We show up,
sounds just like you'd imagine.
Nice. A bunch of random noises and shit. I'm just kidding.
It's cohesive. It is absolutely cohesive. We've got a handful of shows coming up, actually. We've got what is today? The 15th? We've got a show.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah, seriously. This fucking week is out. I have so many things going on. 21st. For anyone who might be in Indianapolis, we're playing at the Melody Inn on the 21st.
Aye, fuck yeah. Are you guys going on a tour?
No. Fuck no.
You're just going to one.
No, we've got like, I don't know, 4 or 5 shows coming up over the next month. So, yeah, I don't know. We've got spread around the state. So, but
beyond that, you'll just go out to that location for like a day or two or something and then come back.
Yep. Just play a show. Our set is 15 minutes long. We've got, it's like 12 songs in 15 minutes. So it is just nice. Like a, you know, quick in and out. That's it. So we've got 5 of those shows lined up over the next month.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
That's the only thing better than comedy I've heard is playing a 15-minute set. Cause I get away with like bullshitting for like 30 minutes. I'm just like, I'll talk for 30 minutes. And I'm like, I got paid for this. Like, I can't believe this is a fucking job. And then you just said 15 minutes. I'm like, that's the first time I've been jealous of like a job. I'm like, man, 15 minutes, that would rule. And that was like all people expected out of me. Like, I just like come in. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna talk for 15 minutes. I'm gonna go back and my boss will get stoned for 3 hours and forget this happened. You know, it's like
forget this happened.
It takes me longer to set up my drum.
That's crazy too. We should get set up. Yeah, bands have to set up. That's gonna be crazy. Don't you guys have to be there like all day too? My buddy's in a pretty big band. Do what?
No, I mean, like, I think that they're. I don't know. I guess I've always kind of been an asshole about sound checks, but no. In my experience, there is usually a time to where they request that bands be there to load in and sound check. And the Ataris never did that. Usually that was just kind of like, they'd say like show up for sound check at 5. We'd show up at fucking, 9 o'clock and set our shit up straight to the stage to play, right? So, but yeah, sound check isn't, it's sort of, I don't know, it may be a little bit better. So like, let's say the doors open to a show at 8 o'clock, we might all show up at 7 to load in our shit, so we're not like going through lines of people or hordes of patrons. So yeah.
No, that makes sense. Like punk bands don't care about sound too much. I've seen some bands that they get there so fucking early. They're there like you said, like 5 or something, and just like hang out in their RV or bus or van or car, depending on what level they're on. They'll be there so early and like, I couldn't do that. In comedy, I could do that sometimes. Like I would just like, I mean, in my 20s maybe more. I just get stoned in my car the whole time. Like just fucking right. Like sit there just like listening to some fucking song or texting on my phone, just getting like as high as I possibly can, like on like 17 miles across that state,
I understand that. For me, I was just chasing oxys the entire time.
Yeah, you were young when you were 20. I mean, you said you were 20, like 18 to 24.
Yeah, I joined the Ataris when I was still in fucking high school. I was 17. Oh. It was like the month before my 18th birthday. So.
Yeah.
I had an interesting senior year, but yeah, I was a baby.
That's awesome. Did you graduate still? Did you graduate in the Ataris?
I did graduate in the Ataris. I went to a really small school. So it was like, I don't know, my graduating class was like 120 people or something. So it was it was kind of a big deal. You know what I mean? Like everyone was, it's like this kid is leaving for 4 or 5 weeks at a time to tour and then come back for a couple of weeks, take some tests, then go back out. So I had like a special curriculum.
It sounds like you're taking like an Amish sabbatical. I would really like tell them like go look into the real world. They're like, no, go look at the real world for a year or two and see if that's the way you want to live, And they just like go, you're just like a rock star the whole time. You're like, okay, I'm gonna be a rock star. I see the real world's fun, That's
what it's- I was living out my own version of on the road, just fucking
doing
drugs and traveling the world.
Nice.
But it's the best of it. That's the best like feeling in the entire world, really, honestly. Like just traveling and getting fucked up the whole time. That's probably the best feeling. Like I don't know. I'm old now. Like, I don't know. I'm too old now. But
I know. I want to tour as an adult. I want to see what it's like to have, to be responsible for things. It's like, I have to pay rent. Like, what does that look like? Maybe I feel like I probably take it seriously. Like when I was a teenager, I just kind of like, fuck it. nothing mattered. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to show up and do what I have to do because I enjoyed it. You know, nothing else mattered. There was nothing else drawing me to the stage. It wasn't like my life depended on it. It was like, oh, I've made it. You know what I mean? And that was it. What else do I have? So
it's a lot weirder when it's a job, right? Like when you're like, young, I mean, well, it was a job when you were young. So I don't know how it's related with you, but like you were doing, I was like daydreaming about touring when I was like 18, 24. I had nothing going on. I couldn't possibly tour. But like, I feel like now that like when I did it old, I'm like, this is a job. You mean like I'd be like outside this like venue I would think was like legendary, like 12 months ago when I said yes to the show. And then I'd be there and I'd be like, man, I have to like leave my bus to go talk for like fucking 30 minutes. Like, I don't even want to do that. You know, I have a bus now. I mean, I used to just be like in an SUV, like I'd passed out in the night before or something, you know, in some shitty fucking car, like $3,000. Now I'm just like in a bus. I'm like so pampered and bored, you know. I'm like, I don't even want to do that. You know, it's like
you're giving me amazing perspective right now. This is like all the things that I hadn't considered when I'm thinking like, ah, oh, man, I want to tour again. I want to experience what that's like. No, it would just be plagued by like adult bullshit. Like, do I actually want to do that?
I'm like, can you guys just Venmo me and me not talk for 30 minutes? I'm just like, is that possible? Is it possible to get paid to think about doing comedy? I'm just like, I just don't want to fucking do it anymore. It's like, you know, that's why I do the podcast. I'm like, it's like, I mean, it's fun and stuff. You're a drummer. You probably have a different thing out of it though, bro. Like, playing drums is probably different than like being a bullshit artist. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like comedy is like, you don't have anything to rely on. You just go out there like, I'm going to talk. That's all you're doing. Like, you're like, I'm going to get exercise, endorphins, fucking like music through vibration to people. I mean, that's a more powerful thing. You know, I mean, you're in punk. I mean, I get it, but I'm saying like, it's still the same thing on a tribal level, you know, of like, just like what you're doing, you know, like, I think punk's more tribal.
It is. Cause like at its core, it's still like whatever it is that you've been drawn to. Like for you, it's been telling jokes. For me, it's been playing drums. But when you take whatever it is that you're doing out on the road, it doesn't change the fact that like you're still doing the same thing. It's just whatever your approach is to it. For me, it's easy. I can hide behind, you know, three other band members and kind of sink behind my drums and it's whatever. But for you, you've got the limelight. You've got to be on in a way that I haven't. Be on, right? Like you've got to be on fucking bullshit mode. You've got to be engaging people and playing this character, playing this part. Like I'm Anthony Rogers, I'm this comedian and I'm going to tell you jokes, make you laugh, entertain you, and then I'm gonna like meet and greet you afterwards, make sure I'm still on.
And I was like, no,
you know, keep up for that. So, you know,
no, it's crazy teenager, when you care about it. When you care about it, it rules. Like, you mean like when you're like sad enough to care. Like comedy's a weird thing. Like music, you can play whenever. I think, you know, it's like I don't know that. But I would. Here's the thing. I would play music if I was talented. You mean I would be a musician if I was talented. I just no one wants to hear me play an instrument ever. So I somehow got into like bullshitting. You know, because I think that's all it really is. I mean, like I just don't even know what it is. I mean, I can't believe I get paid sometimes. Like they'll be like. They'll give me like $1,000, like mumble incoherently stoned into a microphone. And that's like low tier. I'm like a bar and grill comedian, bro. I'm like low tier, fucking nobody comedian. And I'm getting like $1,000 a show. And I'm just like, I can't believe you guys.
That's amazing.
That's crazy. What?
That is amazing.
That's awesome.
I mean, it sounds cool, but then like you got to wake up and sleep in another fucking parking lot. Like in some fucking like town you don't give a fuck about, have some like security guard knock on that window, but hey, what are you doing? I'm like, whatever the fuck I want, dude. What? Like, why'd you wake me up?
Maybe. Don't you fucking know?
Jerk it off. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm like, I'm doing a show. One time I was like, I'm doing a show in that castle right there, bro. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go back to sleep in this fucking parking lot. You know, it's like he's like, they try to like yell at you and shit. Like the funniest. I'm gonna stop telling stories. I'm gonna tell one more. Like, dude, the best part of the hustle, the best part of the comedian hustle. I went to this like mount, like up this mountain in like Washington somewhere, like Natchez, Washington. Or so, I think that's what it's called. Like some like, and so like, we take a bus up this fucking mountain, right? And then like we get there, and we just park it on their lawn or something. And we're like, hey, can we park there? And he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you need to go to like an RV park or something? I'm like, no, I'm a comedian. He's like, oh yeah, you can park there and you get dinner too, man. You know, it's like. It was just like a weird, it's like such a weird hustle. Like, you know, he thinks I'm a vagrant, like, 1 second. And the next second, he's like, you get a hotel room, food, park a bus there, whatever the fuck you want, dude. You know, I'm just like, that's crazy. The hustle is crazy. And like, the rock star hustle is the same thing. Like, we have the same hustle. I just don't have to set up anything or be talented. You know what I mean? Like, that's about the only thing.
I picked the wrong instrument. I should have just sang.
Yeah. Does a singer even help load up? Does a singer ever help load an equipment in your field?
I mean,
No.
I mean, yeah, sort of. I guess everyone's got their shit. Everyone's got their part, right? Like, there's everyone has gear. And in my experience, the singers have also like played instruments, so they've got amps and guitars and pedals and fucking whatever else. You know,
that makes more sense. The singer hustle is like mine, except for I don't have like friends to hang out with. You know, like you guys know where you go. You got like four people to hang out with and shit. I gotta like rely on like fucking. Like knowing people across the United States. I'm like, oh, hey, I haven't hung out with you like 5 years. What's up, man? You just want to fucking grab some fucking barbecue or something? That's like, they're like, what the fuck? And just like, how are you in my town? You know, it's like,
who is this?
Yeah. That's, it, I guess it's easier being a band for that very reason. You got to take someone with you. It's, you know, at least a dog. I don't know. Someone.
Yeah. You got like a gas split, bro, too. Like you know, you got like a gas split, bro. You got four dudes. You got four investors, you know? You got fucking, like, that's right. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like fucking, I don't know. That's like a, it sounds like a better time. And if I was the age, you toward the age you should tour. 18 to 21, that's the time you should fucking like go out there and fucking have fun. Now I'm just old. I'm just like, get out of my yard.
You know what I mean? Unless you're like the biggest band in the world, and it's like, you know.
I think they suck though. I'm not trying to be rude. I think they suck. You know, it's like my thing though. It's like, I feel like it was like Nirvana session drummer started a band we all had to pretend to like or something because Nirvana was cool. That's like how I felt about it. But it's like, it was like every album's exactly the same and every song's the same, and I'm like, I can't do this right now, man. Like Dave Grohl looks like Curious George in a wig, and he fucking like makes bad music. I'm like, I can't do it. Everybody else loves him though. Everybody else loves him. I'm only vouching for myself. Very unpopular opinion. Everybody else loves him, but man.
I love Foo Fighters. It's fine.
Everybody does. No, everybody does. Yeah, no, Dave Grohl probably
live. Like kind of trash live though. That's what my friend told me. I have never seen them live, but my friend was like, "Yeah, it felt like I was being yelled at. Like he was just like screaming into the mic, or like they were like
exciting. It's like it's a punk rock dude that is playing mainstream music. So, but
they need a drummer too, Jake. Like you know, they need a drummer. So you hit him up.
They did need a drummer. Now they've got the fucking like the most. Popular session drummer of all time, so they're good. They're good on drum.
Dave Grohl's well. Popular session drummer of all time.
Fucking Josh Freese is their new drummer. That dude's played for.
I don't know the name.
He's a drummer for the Vandals, Sublime with Rome, A Perfect Circle, Nine Inch Nails. Yeah. Fucking that's dude's funny. Played with so many different people.
Dude, his band is an all-star cast. Foo Fighters have always been like an all-star band too. They had like Sunny Day Real Estate. They have a bunch of guys like from Sunny Day Real Estate and other shit. Like, I mean, the Foo Fighters have always been like an all-star band for sure. It's just like they just don't sound good to me. It's like I don't know. I'm like picky or something. Yeah. But I mean, I listen to probably shit they probably think sucks. You know what I mean? It's all subjective. You know, it's like I doubt Dave Grohl thinks the music I listen to is fucking cool. You know, so it's like it's you know what I mean? It's just all the fucking. You know what I mean? It's just like I doubt he gives a fuck what I think about his band or that like you what he you know what I mean? It's just all subjective.
He's printing money. He doesn't care at all.
But it's like how I view Eminem. Like Eminem sounds like Pee Wee Herman like became like a wigger or something, you know? And it just like makes no sense to me. Just like this guy's great, dude. They're like, this guy's fucking great, man. And I'm just like, I can't even listen to that guy, dude.
I'm like, I can't. He goes so fast, I'm like, I can't even understand what he's saying. Jesus Christ, bro. You're back in the toilet.
Like, Who stopped?
They're just supposed to back up. You're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like, fuck.
God. I bought the JDLP when it came out. I was hyped about that shit.
Well, hyped about what?
I bought the Slim Shady LP when it came out. Oh, fuck. I bought that.
Like, oh, okay. By making fun of Eminem, I'm not going to act like I never liked his music. Because, like, dude, had some fucking...
He's good.
Like, 1998 Eminem was cooler than everyone in this conversation. You mean like just he was so much cooler than all of us combined. You know what I mean? I like to be honest. I'm like, what is he doing now? It's like he's just like,
he's trying to get so fast. It's like, bro, okay, you're the best. Like, relax, dude.
I mean, honestly, I haven't paid attention since the Marshall Mathers LP. So you lost me by about 22 years, I suppose.
Good. I'm jealous that you don't know. You didn't see what he became. He's like it's so crazy. It's like every kid in a trailer park is like, man, he's the best rapper alive. I'm like, what does that even mean? And probably not. You know, it's a crazy. There's probably like a homeless guy that makes more music. You know, it's like, I mean, like, look at SoundCloud, man. Like, all the best artists are fucking unknown people that you've never fucking heard of. And like the only ones you like, and I'm just good at marketing, you know? That's how I feel about it. You know, it's like, he's just good, great at marketing, yeah. You know?
Think about that in the internet age. For every like big band, there's at least like 1,000 fucking unheard of bands that there's there's new artists every day on like Spotify everywhere. There's just there's so many. It's insane. And
there's so many good bands. Plus, who's backing them? Like, look, Dr. Dre brought on Eminem. You know what I mean? Like, he was big for his, he wasn't like huge, but he was like discovered by a huge artist that basically like produced his music and he had like funding. You know what I mean? It's like, if you have the right people behind you and the right funding, like, it doesn't necessarily mean you're the best in the world. Like, you're the best that people know of, though, because your shit was actually put out on radio and shit like that. We were had more people to see your shit.
It really sounds like Pee-wee Herman to me, man. He said like I feel like music's a spell. It like doesn't work on me. And all these people are just like casting a spell on all these people, and I'm like the only one that sees through it. I'm like that guy's cool.
Dude, I'm like, I believe that shit true. I believe that 100%. There's definitely music that I think has some sort of like occult shit, like Illuminati shit, like I don't know.
Less it's deliberate.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like Stevie Nicks, put a beautiful spell on you. You know. Like the fucking like Stevie Nicks is like the most beautiful sounding witch I've ever heard in my life. Like her music just sounds like it sounds like witchcraft. But it sounds beautiful, bro. I remember I was at this bar and like my buddy has this bar. He has all his TVs up, and like on like 20 TVs, I see like a fat Bruce Springfield singing to like 10,000 people, like losing their shit over this guy like singing out of tune and look like an Applebee's cook, you dude. You know what I mean? I look at this guy like. I'm like, they got the cook from Applebee's up here wailing like a fat loser. And the crowd's like losing their shit, bro. There's like, oh my God, I'm gonna faint. It's Bruce Springsteen. I'm like, man, that's gotta be a spell. I mean, I'm just looking at like, that has gotta be a spell. Like Lucifer's got these people, bro. You know, like, there was a music spell. I'm like, he's like, I'm just watching.
I wanna learn that spell. I'm trying to learn that fucking spell.
Okay, let's learn it.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Bruce. Yeah, right,
if Satan himself's watching right now, Jake would like to sell his soul. So he's,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Sign those papers. Let's do it.
Let's do this. Okay. Let's make a blood oath, bro. I'll sign my name in blood.
that's how we make kick pop off, I think. You know, it's like, that's what the kids like. The kids is like sacrificing your eternal soul.
Yeah,
can't be edgy in 2024 anymore. I don't even know how to like up the ante. So
I'm just trying to go to heaven, man. I don't give a fuck about music. I'm like, you know, I respect musicians, and I'm like these big fucking. I'm like, I can't listen to Jay-Z or take any of them seriously. You know, it's like, I mean, at least play an instrument. You know, play a fucking instrument, write a good song. Like saying yeah over like somebody talented's beats, not a fucking talent. You know, it's like other than the talent of self promotion, which I respect that. But outside of that, I'm just like, it's not. Art, you know, it's like there's. I don't even see art anymore. Everyone's like, I got a band or this. So I'm like, no, you don't. You got a fucking hobby, dog. And it was like, I'm always like, do good. You know, I'm just picky, man. I'm like picky as fuck, and I fucking. I don't know. Play a fucking instrument or fucking try or something. You know, it's like.
Try.
It's interesting though. Like, I guess that kind of lives in a gray area because I do have respect for a lot of people that are doing like the whole like beat making synth thing. Cause like there are some people I know that using a fucking synthesizer to like come up with these compositions to do, you know, the whole fucking 80s throwback synthwave thing that like it can sound cool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't really know that like its merits as an instrument, whatever, you know, it's cool that it's accessible. It is ultimately what it comes down to. I'm glad that it's putting a relatively simple tool in the hands of someone who is able to create something, you know, if they're not able to just like,
I think beats count.
So
I think that counts. Yeah. That counts. And it's harder than playing bass. You know what I mean? It's like, it's playing like, I was sort of, but no beats count, bro. If you're a producer, that fucking counts. I just don't think saying, oh, over like, you're like, what happened to that shit, man? That was just in the country. You know? Like rap lost so hard that everybody's listening to country right now.
Rap used to be like good. 90s hip hop was the best, and then all of a sudden it just kind of turned to trash.
Yeah, it was like rap was like a bunch of like theater kids like selling ads for the pharmaceutical companies and the privatized prisons. And then everybody's like pretending like they want to be like that. Like everyone's like fatherless. So they just see a charismatic man. They're like, man, I need to go to jail and do pharmaceuticals so I can be just like this guy I see on TV. And then now we're all evolving past that because we heightened our consciousness and awareness as a group of, and now we see through it and like not just five smart people, like everybody sees through it. And they like go back to real shit. Yeah. Everybody's like, I don't like real shit. I'm so sick of fucking making the prisons and pharmaceutical companies rich, you know? Someone just said rap is gay. That's the best comment. That sums it up. American ship. You summed it up. Rap is gay. Just fucking gay.
I just saw that.
That sums it up. You know? And like, there's some good rappers though, but I'm just saying most people aren't. And like, it's like this like
there's
fake.
Yeah.
Like this fake
for sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, we had some good rappers on the show. Even I mean, I'd say I wouldn't have people on it if they sucked. Like,
yeah.
It's just like I don't know. It's just disrespectful to have people that suck on. So you're just like, you just want to have like winners on and like make fun of people that suck, you know?
Music is so subjective. Perspective is a bitch. You know what I mean? Like anyone that thinks that they have the ultimate right perspective on something is just fucking wrong, right? So like all of us,
that's true. An
opinion on something, yeah. And it's just there's no right or wrong. It's just it is what it is, right?
You know? It's all opinions. No, it's all a matter of opinion.
Yeah. My opinion doesn't matter at all. I don't even want to pretend like my opinion matters. I'm just saying it because it's like, I just want to talk, you know? I don't think it's fun. I don't even know. And then someone in the comments is like, especially when you learn that hardcore gangster rappers suck, Pete Diddler off of fame. And that's funny too. It's like, how many dudes got to blow Sean Combs to get a career? That's fucking hilarious now. That's like so funny. Like,
man, it's like, I cut deep, bro. I cut deep.
Yeah, that's how you know West Coast won the fucking battle.
Bro, that's so
funny. Damn. Fuck.
That's funny, man. American shitbag, you're right. You're right, American shitbag. But
that's a good name. Your name is American shitbag. Come on, bro. What the fuck?
I think you're right.
Some self-respect. Jesus.
American shitbag. Are you like one of Kid Rock's cousins or something? American badass?
Dude, Kid Rock was like trying to push war, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up. He was like, you mean it was like crazy? Like, I don't know. I'm like even Republican, and I'm like, this guy's retarded. You know what I mean? And his music sucks. I mean, it's like, I'm like supposed to like this guy. Like, I'm like his demographic. I'm white trash. I'm Republican. I'm his complete demographic. And I'm just like, I fucking can't stand this guy. You know, it's like, he's like, yeah, we're going to start a civil war. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? You want to start a civil war with people who disagree politically? Like, how fucking dumb is that? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, get along, shut the fuck. It's like, I just want to, like, we need, like, America needs a father to come in. Like, dad's home, shut the fuck up. You know, it's like, shut up your stupid fucking opinion. Like, America's just fatherless as fuck, dude. And, like, it led to, like, Kid Rock being famous.
We're fatherless as fuck.
It led to, like, Kid Rock being famous.
Everybody has dad issues, though, I feel like. It's true.
Kid Rock is gay. Is gay. American shitbag, you're right. Kid Rock is gay.
He's just trying too hard. You know what I mean? He's really trying too hard. Like, chill the fuck out, bro. Like,
yeah, it's like he bought all the white
tees. Ed Hardy and shit, like wearing Ed Hardy, tees. Like Jesus. He's probably sponsored by Ed Hardy and fucking Budweiser.
That's so weird. He's like on some podcast talking about like a civil war, and it's like, yeah, Kid Rock, you fight this civil war, you fucking, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, I don't know, man. We should just, you know.
I'm sure Kid Rock has started a militia. You know,
he's got on his
compound with his fucking camouflage wide, and you know, just like all of his Nashville minions that are coming over to shoot around the range, ready to take America back.
Take like back.
The worst part about being like actually carrying about policy, in my opinion, and being Republican is like you have guys like Ted Nugent trying to talk for you. I mean, you have like all these guys, like, you mean like this guy, like Ted Nugent sucks as a musician to me too. Like, I just think he sucks, and so does Kid Rock. I'm like, we get like bottom tier musicians, you know, like the Republican Party does. We need like better musicians, you know. It's like, I feel like we can affect people and get a message across better if we had better musicians backing us, you know. Like, Democrats have all the good musicians, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we do.
No, you do. You guys do. It has all good musicians, but like, I don't know. It's like, but I just feel like it's like we're represented by terrible people, like bench. Like just like it's like the pop star Republicans make us like all look stupid when all we do is like care about policy. You know, it's like that's how I feel. It's like So I just care about policy. We got retard stalking.
It's hard. It's easy to attract retards to do, you know, and say the worst things. Because it's like there's a lot of bad fucking we won't talk politics. There's a lot of bad policies. So there's a lot of things that are the worst types of people, unfortunately. So
Yeah. And I think we should talk politics, especially if we all disagree. That's like the best thing to do is like we're not like blocking each other and shit. You know, that's like how the world works. The world works like people have opposing thoughts and like everyone's opinions actually matter. You know, it's like that's how it really is in the real world. You know, on the internet, it's like to go, like, oh, I fucking disagree with this person. Fuck you. You know, I disagree with your meme. I'm not going to talk to you for 14 years because of a meme you posted. You know, it's like that's like how the world is right now. And like we should evolve past that. It's like people are allowed to fucking. Like,
yeah.
I think if you have a political opinion at all, you care about our country, and that's what I love about it. You know, it's just like I think the aspect is if you have an opinion at all. You know, but I mean.
Right. And it's not even evolving. That's like evolving. That's going back to a place of where we existed, you know, pre-Trump presidency, to where like you could have some sort of like civil fucking conversation with differing opinions and it wouldn't become so civil, because now it's turned into this thing to where it's just like it is.
People can't even talk about it. Yeah.
There's three parties, right? You've got the fucking the Dems, the Republicans, and MAGA. Like there's in. Somewhere in between, there's like a spectrum of fucking crazy on both sides, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So. It's just like that was all you're able to talk about for like 4 years, because like everything else was like shut down. So all we have is politics. Everybody's arguing about it. It's like I'm just like, man, I'm out of that. I don't give a fuck. I just want to be a millionaire. I don't give a fuck about any of that right now. You know, it's like you can fight me and shit, man. Like they get so mad. I was Republican, like. They like trying to fight me or something. I'm like fucking huge too, you know? And they'd be like, I'm gonna fight you in my backyard or something. I'm like, that's insane. Like, all I do is work out, you know? It's like a crazy argument. It's like I think I rode like 30 miles this week on my bike so far. No, last week, sorry. It's Monday. Last week I rode 30 miles on a bike. So my cardio is crazy. They're like, hey, let's fight in the backyard. I'm like, man, you gotta pick something better, man. Maybe a spelling bee or something, you know? Like, so I got no a fucking
spelling bee.
Like, ask me some other shit. Like, get your fucking like science test or something, you know, or like a math quiz. You know, that's how you'd be. You're challenging a 6 foot tall, 6 foot two tall guy who just does cardio and lifting shit all day. The fight is dumb.
Yeah.
I would love to challenge to a spelling bee. Though, which reminds me, there was a time that I challenged someone to a foot race on tour that. Turned into a kind of a mess. I was on an Atari's tour and playing in Tallahassee, and there was this venue, like this little bar venue that we were playing at. And next door to the venue, there was another bar that was hosting a fucking college toga party. And after the show, a group of us different band members, like from different bands throughout the show, were like, smoking, drinking, talking, whatever. And a couple drunk dudes kind of like staggered into the circle. We're kind of assholes. I don't know. I don't even remember what was said, but it was annoying enough. And for me trying to defuse the situation immediately, I challenged one of the guys in a toga to a foot race. I asked if he wanted to race. And he like fucking just beat his chest like, fuck yeah, I want to race. Like, I was an all-star hot shit in track, whatever, in high school. And, like, fuck yeah, I want to race. You're going down. So we got in the middle of the street in front of the bar in the, like, the turn lane. It was, like, a three-lane road, so we were in the middle lane. And I was like, once the light turns green, let's go. And light turned green. We all took off running. I got a decent head start. This guy in the toga was barefoot and pretty drunk, and he had a delayed start, but he was pretty fast. He was starting to catch up to me. And just as he got like right near me, he tripped and just went face first onto the fucking road and like slid face first for about, I don't know, 10 feet before like, he's Scorpion, so his feet were like
practicing. Oh my god!
Time, and he finally like flipped over and was just like this hamburgered bloody mess. So you know, the good sport I was, I just continued on to win the race, and then I circled back to help him up and was berated. By
you had to make sure you beat him before you made sure he was still alive.
Yeah. I was an asshole for encouraging the race and ruining this guy's night because he was
of course
at the party for months. It was the highlight of the semester.
Wow.
Whatever, so yeah. That's how you defuse situations. Spelling bees.
There you go. Cool. Love that.
Races.
Hey, Anthony, by the way, I got to sign off at, hold on, it's 7:30, by the way.
Yeah, that's cool.
If you guys want to keep going, you can, but I'm just giving you a heads up.
Bedtime for me. You kept me up past my precious bed.
You're one of the 600 people watching the Rumble, you fucking rule. If you're listening to this later, thank you. Did Jake, you want to throw any links
here? Nice.
Let's close it out, man. It's been an hour.
Okay, so yeah, let's do it.
Did y'all written like on fucking Rumble? Everybody's telling me that. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody press the like button if you're watching, por favor. And follow our account.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Do you have any
social media?
Social media. I mean, if you want to follow I don't post on Instagram, but I'm there. You can find me at Jake BOC. My band is and the handle is Unstagram. It's UHNSTAGRAM. And you know, you can see videos and show dates and shit like that. So if anyone cares to see what a former Atari's drummer is doing.
Cool. Yay. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Like, thank you all for watching on Monday, man. It's like, you guys are like, watch this on Monday night. I think there's nothing better going on, so I respect your choice, you know. Check out Jake's band. Google all of us and fucking validate our egos and buy all of our merch. Right. And I'm trying to stop being poor so you can start buying everything that we're selling. That'd be nice. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. We got some good comments in here. People have crazy comments, so I appreciate all the crazy comments of people watching the show.
Hell yeah.
Just make it awkward. Just sit
here. It's reading the comments.
People are crazy. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Which comments were shouting out to you?
Signing off.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Well. See you guys.